Tech news makes me feel fuzzy inside. It's not normal. I need a doctor.
Help
me. As part of its data center event today, AMD announced plans to launch a new EPYC processor with codename Bergamo, packed with 128 cores in total. Ho, which is just selfish. Some people don't have any cores at all. You know, it's... But these chips won't be powering your gaming rig. They're geared more towards data center cloud computing with special power efficiency and scaling features. True to the leaks, AMD is also going to be launching a Genoa? I'm pretty sure it's Genoa, isn't it?
Genoa.
CPU with 96 cores, which is obviously nothing to sneeze at. Aw, man, I've been sneezing all day, but I can't sneeze at that one. That should be out next year, with the beefy 128-core model appearing around late 2022 or early 2023. Meanwhile, gamers are stuck scrounging for extra cores in the dirt like an animal. Heartless.
Help them!
Although we just got a couple of new chips from Apple for the new lineup of MacBook Pros, a new report indicates that Apple will be launching its own 3-nanometer chip sometime in 2023. Oh, how fitting. This is a big deal, considering Apple's current leading-edge chips are built on a 5-nanometer process, and this year's M1 Max and M1 Pro have already shown relatively impressive performance, despite the fact that the CPU cores aren't very much different from the M1 they replaced. Using a smaller process means that Apple may pack as many as 4 dies and a total of 40 cores onto just one chip. Ah, the size of like an M1 chips? Oof, yeah, that's gonna be rough. The iPhone is also expected to move on to the 3-nanometer process by 2023, leaving 2 nanometers for those gamers scrounging in the dirt to try and find something, anything.
The gamers!
Just
help them!
Think of the gamers. Thanks, Apple. Good luck, guys. Good luck.
Tim, help!
Tim, Apple doesn't care about you. He never cared. And did you notice your new Pixel 6 isn't charging as quickly as you expected? You aren't alone, as testing performed by Android Authority has shown that the Pixel 6 isn't using the full potential of Google's own 30-watt charger, which isn't even included in the box and sells separately for $25. They make you buy a charger and then make it suck? To be clear, even topping out at 22 watts, the phone does indeed get from 0 to 50% charge in about half an hour, consistent with Google's advertising. But after that, power delivery drops precipitously, and it takes nearly 2 hours to go from 0 to 100. Google hasn't yet commented, presumably because the only thing they could actually say would be, "Oh shit, you found that?"
We thought we hit it.
Ha! The 3 whole watts!
Want another phone?
Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Vessi Footwear, known for being lightweight, comfortable, and most importantly, waterproof. They just released their everyday move shoes, featuring enhanced breathability and added support, perfect for the adventurous or those looking for something sportier. With a heel pull tab, vegan suede lace cages, extra midsole cushioning, and the same waterproof Dymatex technology, you'll want to wear them everywhere. Keep your feet dry and save $25 off with our offer code TECHLINKED at vessi.com/techlinked. You have made it to the Quick Bits. Congratulations, Wanderer.
So thirsty.
We might finally have some kind of answer as to why we didn't get that rumored Switch Pro this year and instead settled for a model with an OLED screen and not much else. It did have the kickstand.
Yeah.
The better kickstand.
I love that kickstand.
Nintendo has said that the global chip shortage is slowing its hardware development. Like they need any global chip shortage to slow their hardware development. God.
Ah, got him.
Nintendo! But has also confirmed it is working on new hardware, so don't worry. The company assures you the Switch 2 will come out sometime before the year 2100.
Oh, my kids will love that.
Yeah, maybe they'll, maybe they'll do the Hanafuda cards again, or maybe Love Hotels.
Whoop.
That was a thing that Nintendo did. Did you know that?
Oh, Nintendo. We'll get into different businesses.
Yeah. If you're still running Windows 7, 8, or 8.1 and use Microsoft's OneDrive cloud storage service, be advised that OneDrive for those operating systems will stop syncing with the cloud in March of next year. You can still do this through a web browser, but you can also pull carrots out of the ground with your teeth. It's just nicer to cook in a stew or something, you know?
Yeah, boil them, mash them.
Stop punishing yourselves.
Cook them in a stew.
boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Nasty taters.
A new study published in Nature Communications indicates that renewable energy sources might be more feasible for providing large-scale power than previously thought. The paper indicates that 85% of the United States' energy consumption could be handled by wind and solar only. Once the other 15% is made up of earth and water power, legend says Captain Planet will appear.
And kill us all.
Well, you forgot heart.
Oh, is that actually...
Yeah, it's earth, wind, water, fire, heart.
I should have made an Avatar joke.
Whoops. Walmart has officially begun using driverless trucks to deliver packages. The service is currently only available in Bentonville, Arkansas, where Walmart is headquartered, and runs between a fulfillment center and a Walmart-branded grocery store. The move has, sadly, run all of the mom-and-pop driverless truck businesses out of town.
I've been doing this for 40 years.
That's just how Walmart rolls.
100 years, and now this.
And from the In Case You Missed It file, McDonald's and IBM have announced a partnership to further McDonald's foray into AI-powered order-taking at drive-thrus, as if order-taking at drive-thrus wasn't already arduous enough. The Golden Arches tested it earlier this year in a few locations in Chicago, and while it did make things faster, human employees did have to intervene a little too often. So McDonald's is hoping IBM can help cut down on the error rate, as screaming into a drive-thru speaker is already annoying enough without having to convince an AI not to take your job too.
I could drive that better than you.
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. I see your job is driverless car driver. And now it's time for them to take my job as the video host, because the video's over. Come back on Wednesday for more tech news and seek medical attention for any abnormal feelings of fuzziness in your abdomen. It's happening again.